Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. On that line is Super Bowl champion Bryant McFadden. Back to break down the Steelers, and it is a good day to talk Steelers. Sunday afternoon, they head to Soldier Field to play Chicago. They've won one game there all time. That was back in 1995. They are 1-12 against the Bears in Chicago. You didn't know that, B-Mac?
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. Yes. That's alarming.
Total house of horrors for them. Well, you figure if they played there in the 80s, which I think they would have, Bears were better then.
Yeah.
They got Mike Glennon there. Mike Glennon had a habit of beating the Steelers.
They played
for
a lot
teams
there before the merger when it was just
Bears
the
were
NFL
stacked.
And the Bears were good back then.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you first about what happened last night in the state of the AFC. Do you feel like the Steelers are a contender or a pretender right now, B-Mac?
They're a contender. I think the AFC, there's a lot of uncertainty within the entire conference, which actually helps this debate with the Steelers being a contender, because who is really, 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 really good, right?
No one.
Who's really, really, really good?
And the really, really good teams they beat. They beat New England and they beat the Colts.
Exactly. Exactly. I think the issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have this issue of playing down to that competition in times and just being a little inconsistent. You know what I mean? When you look at what happened in Cincinnati and even that Green Bay game, they didn't play well against Green Bay. So within the AFC, seeing what happened last night, Buffalo is not the Buffalo Bills that we thought they would be. We've seen what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens, even though they're in the midst of this winning streak. They could have took one on the chin last week.
Mm-hmm. So, and Jackson keeps having different parts of his leg get hurt, B-Mac.
Ankle, hamstring, knee.
It's like that operation game or whatever.
Yeah. So it's in Kansas City. It's Kansas City. Kansas City got a win, but they're gonna need a lot of help also. So I think the Steelers are definitely a contender.
What would be like one thing you would want to see from the Steelers where you would answer this besides winning games? You know, like something about the way they're playing football where you'd say not only are they a contender, but they're a serious contender. What's something they need to do to get up to the upper echelon of that tier? You know what I mean?
I need to see the Steelers in totality play games like they did last week against Cincinnati. Play games like they did a few weeks ago against the Colts. Right now in the month of November, you know, championship teams are thriving. You know, teams that are still trying to figure things out, they're surviving. So for Pittsburgh, man, if you're a team that has those championship aspirations, you know, being a contender, you need to start thriving and showcasing that consistency. Because I think the fans would say, you know, you don't know exactly which Steelers team you're going to get, right? And I think now is the time where you showcase that consistency to be able to put forth the type of efforts that we've seen against Cincinnati, against the Colts.
Does the quarterback decision for Sunday matter in how you feel about the game, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph?
I mean, yeah, it matters because Aaron Rodgers owns Soldier Field. You talked about Chicago's record against us in Chicago. What about Aaron Rodgers' record in Chicago?
12-3.
I mean, 12-3. He owns Soldier Field. He owns the organization for the Bears there. But I would say this. If there's a situation where Aaron can play and he could potentially make the injury worse, don't do it. This is a very, very important ball game, but this is not an AFC game. This is not an AFC North game. So if that was the case, in which I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I would say let's go with Mason Rudolph. You know, defense, do what you need to do. Playmakers around Mason, make plays. Let's try to get a game, get this win without Aaron.
How much of a difference do you think there is from Rudolph to from Rodgers to Rudolph? I mean, just I know you got to go based on what we saw in that game last week against Cincinnati, but in terms of like actual level of play, what kind of a difference or what level of a difference did you sense?
The above the shoulder element is the biggest difference for me comparing Mason to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, man, I think throughout what we've seen from 2025 with him, he looked very, very smooth. He has a control over the offense. He's never in the moment never seems to be too big for him. And just some of the throws and just the precision with his throws has really been felt. I think that's the biggest difference.
Do the Steelers have a quarterback advantage in this game against the Bears?
Well, if our starting quarterback isn't playing, no. But if our starting quarterback is playing, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you this much about Caleb. Caleb Williams, I think he's been receiving a lot of undeserving criticism. He's been playing really good football, quiet as kept. If you look at their numbers, statistically speaking, they're in the top of the league in almost every major offensive category. And what he does in the fourth quarter is really when he's playing some of his best football. And just the ability to buy time and make things happen with his legs. But if Aaron Rodgers is in this ball game, he's 12-3 in that stadium. Hey, Aaron Rodgers probably has more wins in that stadium than Caleb has in his entire career in Chicago.
Definitely,
I'm just throwing that out there. But
he does
based on yeah, exactly. So yeah, I got to take it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Aaron Rodgers.
B-Mac, was there a stadium you love playing in besides Heinz Field? Did you have a road stadium in the pros where you're like, I always feel good here. I can track the ball better for some reason, something like that?
Yo, the Chargers, back when they were in San Diego, and for my football fans that really know the game, back when it was Qualcomm Stadium, mm-hmm. And remember once upon a time it was Jack Murphy mm-hmm. Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, Qualcomm Stadium. Their traction was unbelievable. Their turf was unbelievable. And just San Diego, man, was a great place in terms of weather. And then secondly, I would go with – I'm going to go back to Autel Stadium. You remember
Jacksonville.
What stadium that was? Jacksonville, exactly, exactly. So Jacksonville was always a really good attraction as well.
And Rasheed Mathis service. Thought the same thing whenever he saw Ben Roethlisberger.
Don't mention Rasheed Mathis. Every time we played against Jacksonville, when Rasheed was there, he would get a pick six every time.
So we're on corners now. This became a huge point of discussion this week. We didn't think it would be. Somebody asked Tomlin on Tuesday, hey, if Darius Slay gets out of concussion protocol, will he start at corner over James Pierre? And Tomlin said yes. And it was like the record stopped because Pierre's been really good and Slay hasn't been that good. And it brings back the old question about can you lose your job because of an injury? And should the veteran get the nod over the guy that's the hot hand? What's your take on it?
I mean, we've seen situations in past, not just with the Steelers, but just in the NFL in general, where players will lose their job because of injury, because that new player has a really, really hot hand, and the entire team has been better with that said player in the lineup. And for Tomlin to go back to Darius Slay, there's something that he's comfortable with Slay in the lineup, that we might not be privy to. Right? And we just got to trust his football defensive judgment. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's coming from the secondary. That was his specialty once upon a time. So we just got to trust that he knows what's best. But one thing we've seen with Pierre, seeing him just the maturation process for him has been amazing to watch because now he provides an element of depth in that position, which will be needed because there's a lot of football left to be played. And I love the confidence that he's playing with. He's playing with a lot of confidence, man. You can tell he has really got acclimated to playing cornerback in the National Football League. And he's a Broward County guy as well. You know, he's from Deerfield Beach, 954.
He's Lamar Jackson's cousin.
Yeah. So last time I checked, you know, cornerbacks from Broward County usually do well in the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform.
Is that right?
This guy, this particular gentleman I'm about to ask you about, I believe is from suburban Nashville. His name is Jalen Ramsey, and he is suddenly just a free safety, and he's not a queen on the chessboard who moves around.
BMAC, you called BMAC, this. You said simplify it and put him at safety before they did it.
They put him at safety, and I just want to know what your opinion is. I think we've got a three-game sample now of him just being back there. How do you feel like it's going?
Well, you guys know how I feel. I said this weeks ago when, you know, there were some transparency issues in the back end. I was like, yo, simplify it and stop moving him around so much. Allow him to focus in on one position where he can really showcase his skill set. And I don't know if Terrell Austin was listening to our call that day, but I'm happy he made the move to just allow Jalen to focus in at the safety because he's a difference maker. Jalen Ramsey's an old-school safety. He will punish you. And that's what jump-started the back and forth between him and Ja'Marr Chase last week. When Ja'Marr Chase ran that under-over route, that was an under route, or deep over, and it was incompletion, but Jalen Ramsey speared him in the back legally? No question. Why receivers are not accustomed to getting hit like that in today's football league. And I'm happy to see Jalen. You remember what he did against the Colts when he was firing off on Tyler Warren, who's 6'6", when he fired off on Michael Pittman. Those type of players are not in the league anymore, or they don't display that skill set, that punishment. And you better believe when they watch film, I can tell you wide receiver coaches are telling the Chicago Bears. Antoine Randall is telling his wide receivers, you better protect yourself when you come across that middle because number five ain't playing the radio.
Who's your pick in this game and who's going to be the star of the game?
I've been doing pretty good the last few weeks.
Okay.
And it's time for me to start playing the lottery. Do you know, guys, someone not too far from my house won the lottery and I didn't play it?
Wait, how much they win?
They won the big boy, the 900 million or whatever it was.
That could have been you.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? We're not too far from my house. The good Publix, they won the $900 million. And you know what?
That's a lot of pub subs to buy with that.
Listen, when I hit $900 million, I'll still be doing my weekly hit with you guys.
Thank you. That was my next question. Would you abandon us or no? And I'm glad to hear that you'd still be loyal.
He'd be flying us out to his mansion to do it in person.
Yeah. We can set that up real nice. That'd be real nice. But my star of the week, boy. Let's go defense. Caleb Williams, he got to get some humble pie. And I hope the Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing three whole pies for him to eat on, humbly. So let me go with Keanu Benton, and let's go Jalen Ramsey. I think Jalen Ramsey's still a little fired up for what happened.
And final score?
To see him. Final score, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this game. We're going to go 19-17.
Slog. Okay.
Old AFC North, little old sluggy, goony ball game.
Gonna be a nasty one.
All right, BMAC. Thanks. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, BMAC.
Yes, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.